The future is upon us, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Recently, much has been made in the press about a technology called genome editing. In effect, and it's not GMO, you can enter a cell and edit its properties. Now, is this a path to a tremendous positive benefit to farmers and ranchers, or is it a potential path to disaster? Dr. David Songstad, Director of Research and Cell Biology at Cibus, talks.
I'm a firm believer in technology. This is the next step in that progression of technology. It's a new tool in the toolbox that plant breeders can use, and it's been embraced very firmly by plant breeders because it is a way in which they can do their job more effectively and get a more positive outcome in a shorter amount of time. When the United States Department of Agriculture has done their studies and they view genome editing to be another version of advanced plant breeding, and they're not going to regulate genome editing within the United States as long as it has no plant pest component to it. So in other words, if Mother Nature isn't regulated, why should we regulate a technology where the same outcome can't be differentiated from what Mother Nature can do?
Makes sense, but the future will tell.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.